They moved with their front legs more oriented inward instead of like this, like we see in bears today, and that would have given them a more efficient gait.
We now know that its long legs made it a top predator, a mammal that could run down its prey at long distances, particularly bison.
With its long legs and huge size, which meant a very long stride, it could probably run pretty fast and for quite a while, so it had some chance of overtaking better runners like bison would be the obvious, probably the prey of choice for this animal.
Soon, the raw power of the bear would become evident. As paleontologists continued to investigate, they realized that this animal was so massive, it even hunted and killed giant mammoths.
In Utah, there was a mammoth skeleton found that had scratch marks on some of the bones that were the size and could have been done by the canines of a short-faced bear. And short-faced bear remains were found alongside this mammoth. So there is evidence that these animals were eating other animals.
This is the calcaneus, or heel bone, of a mammoth from Saltville, Virginia, the same site where we have recovered giant short-faced bear remains. If we look at it from this angle, we can see this cut where this large canine would have gone through this bone. These are very dense bones, not a soft area of the skeleton. And I can't think of anything else besides a giant short-faced bear that could have caused something like this.
The extent of the short-faced bear's hunting territory is impressive. This bear was everywhere.
The geographical distribution of giant short-faced bears is across North America, from Alaska all the way down into Mexico and from coast to coast. The only place that they were missing until recently was down in the very southeast. Now, we're finding that they were there. We've got some records from Florida, and we've got some other records from the extreme southeast, so they were all over the place.
Even more evidence of the bear's range was unearthed in California's La Brea tar pits, one of the richest sources of prehistoric bones in North America.
Rancho La Brea is a unique situation where we have oil that has come up through the ground onto the surface and filled small cavities in the surface of the ground and set up a trap where animals would come in, get entrapped in this soil, muck with the asphalt, very sticky, would end up dying there, decaying there, and the bones being preserved by the oil itself.